This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh Jazakallah khair Thank you so much for joining us This episode 34 of our series The Blessed Women Around the Messenger Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam In episode 33 we began our discussion Around our mother Safiya bint Huyay Safiya the daughter of Huyay And we said that she was from a Jewish background. We said that she has been described as being a short, petite lady, about 40 years younger than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That she was very, very delicate, very, very soft, very pampered, very much a princess. Her father was a chief of the Banu Qurayra Jewish tribe. And the Jews, as we said, were a more civilized people, a more cultured people than the Arabs before Islam. And of course, she grew up in the lap of luxury and ease and comfort. We said that her dad was one of the most vile, evil men against Islam and against the Prophet ﷺ. And he had broken his word and his promise and had betrayed the Muslims in many, many occasions. And had tried everything up until his death to bring harm and mischief against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul ﷺ. So we mentioned how when the Prophet, peace be upon him, came to Medina, he was one of the tribal leaders. Initially, he entered into an agreement of peace with the Muslims, but then he broke it by trying to assassinate the Prophet ﷺ. Subhanallah, we said this is high treason. If any group in any country is caught trying to assassinate the president, being expelled from the country is the least thing that would happen. And in fact, when the Prophet ﷺ caught Huyay doing this, trying to kill him, he just expelled him. He said, just leave Medina, you and your people go. We're not going to harm you, just go. But even once he left Medina, he didn't learn his lesson. He continued to conspire and continued to do things to harm Islam. And we said he was the chief architect, the main guy that brought all the enemies of Islam together into one group called an Ahzab. And in fact, we said Surah 33 of the Quran is called Surah Al-Ahzab. It refers to this battle, the confederation, the coalition, the uniting of all the evil tribes, all the tribes against Islam, whether they were pagan, Jew, Christian, whatever it might be, they all came together with one objective, to destroy Islam. And it was Huyay who was the center mastermind of this whole Ahzab. So we said this army of 10,000 men comes to Medina. The Muslims know they can't fight against an enemy like this, so they dig a trench to keep them outside. The Ahzab army comes there, find the trench, they can't enter Medina, they get frustrated, they don't know what to do, and once again, Huyay is the guy that comes up with a clever plan. And he says, look guys, inside Medina, there's a Jewish tribe, one last tribe of Jews are still there, and they have an agreement with the Muslims. In fact, they are working with the Muslims. If we can get them to flip, if we can get them to betray Muhammad, then from that avenue we can destroy the Muslims. And therefore he himself personally goes into Medina, he goes to the Banu Qurayza, this is the name of the Jewish tribe, and he convinces them to flip, to break the agreement. And he threatens them and he bribes them, he does whatever, every dirty trick in the book to get this tribe to betray the Prophet ﷺ. So when the tribe betrays the Muslims, and it becomes known, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam now finds out that the Banu Qurayza, his ally, has just flipped places, and now the situation looks very, very severe. The Muslims really feel like we have nowhere else to go now. We have no more card to play. We have done everything in our power, and now simply we're just waiting. It's a matter of time before from inside, from outside, from on top, from the bottom, we're going to be attacked. And Allah alam, if we're even going to survive this one. And Allah mentions the severity of this situation in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 10 and 11, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. And when the eyes grew wild, the believers, they were looking from left and right, the eyes began to shake. And the hearts had come and reached the throats. Their hearts were, basically as we say, the heart was in your throat. And you were harboring doubts about Allah. Even the believers, we said that they are Muslim, and they thought to themselves, Ya Allah, is this the end? So Allah says, there the believers were tried and shaken with a mighty shaking. Allah tested them severely. So Allah put them under a severe strain. We learn from this that in life we are confronted with many difficulties. It might be poverty, it might be illness, it might be whatever difficulty in our life. And may Allah make it easy, it might be an exam. What we do is we do the asbab, meaning we do whatever is in our power to solve the problem. We study for the exam, we fight the cancer with every medical treatment, we search for our rizq, we try to get out of the problem. And once we've exhausted everything, we've done everything we can do, then what's left now is for us to make dua and leave the matter in Allah's hands. And this is where the Muslims were. So they said, "Ya Allah, we've tried everything. We've dug the trench. We've put all our fortification in place. There's nothing left for us to do. All we can do now is make dua." And so the Muslims were making dua and just waiting for the moment when the Ahzab would attack them. And they're waiting now, either we're going to be exterminated, that's it, or a miracle from Allah to save us, because there's no other way out. And Allah would give them a miracle. We said that the Ahzab are 10,000 men, biggest army ever to come to Arabia. But Allah will use just one man, one soldier, Nu'aym ibn Mas'ud. One man, his name is Nu'aym. He's going to be the guy that disrupts this entire army. How? Subhanallah. And this is really a miracle from the miracles of Allah. Nu'aym tells us that at the battle of the trench, he came to Medina as an enemy. He was from the enemies of Islam. He had come to fight the Muslims. And he says, one day he was there trying to fight the Muslims. He went to bed the night. He woke up the next morning a believer. Allah had put iman in his heart. Just he woke up, "I'm a believer. I want the Muslims to win." So he crosses over into the Muslim camp. He goes and he secretly goes into Medina. And he comes to the Prophet ﷺ and says, "I have become a Muslim. What can I do to help?" So the Prophet ﷺ, even the Prophet ﷺ looks at the situation and he says, "Look, you're only one guy. What can you do? Yes, obviously we accept you as a Muslim, but what is there to do? How can one man solve this entire problem?" So Nu'aym says, "Ya Rasulullah, I have an idea. Do you give me permission to use deceit?" Now there's a big difference between betrayal and deceit. What the Jews did was betrayal. Betrayal is you break your word. You have a promise and you break it. You have an agreement and you break it. A Muslim can never betray. Deceit is to obviously use deception. And so the Prophet says, in warfare, deception is permissible in matters of war. So Nu'aym says, "I've got a plan. Don't worry, I've got a plan." So Nu'aym is a very special man. He comes from the Ghatafan tribe. Remember, the Jews brought the Quraysh and the Ghatafan together. So he's a chief from the Ghatafan. He kind of had a relationship with the Prophet ﷺ before this. He knew who the Muslim was. He also was very, very good friends with Abu Sufyan, the head of the Quraysh. And he also was good friends with the Banu Qurayza, the Jews inside of Medina. So this is the one man, the only man really, that is connected with everybody. And Allah puts iman in his heart. So the first thing he does is he goes to the Banu Qurayza. Now remember, the Banu Qurayza had flipped. They are now with the Quraysh. And the Quraysh are planning, when are we going to attack? We're going to coordinate our attack. We'll attack everyone together. And they're waiting for that day, so they're planning towards it. So Nu'aym goes to the Jews of Banu Qurayza and he says, "Listen guys, you know me, I'm your friend, we've done business together." They said, "Yes, Nu'aym, you're our buddy." So he says, "Look guys, I'm not so sure about the Quraysh. I'm not so sure about Abu Sufyan. You guys are in Medina. If you attack the Muslims and the Quraysh don't support you, then you are inside Medina, you can't get out. Muhammad is going to massacre you. You guys are not going to survive. That if things turn sour, you guys are going to be the one that takes the full burden and the brunt of this battle. You have no guarantees, basically." And the Jew says, "Yes, that's true. Also remember, the Quraysh and Muhammad are basically families. He comes from Makkah. So there's a big likelihood that you guys will be sacrificed first." So the Banu Qurayza agreed that, "Yes, this puts us in a bad situation." So they said, Nu'aym, what do you suggest? So Nu'aym says, "Look, my suggestion is, send a letter to Abu Sufyan. Tell him, send us 70 of your sons, 70 of your people, we'll keep them as prisoners and as ransom. So if you guys don't fight with us, then we'll execute them. But of course, if we fight and you fight with them, then together we'll fight them and they can go free. This is just as security. This is only as security." So the Jew says, "That's a good idea." Nu'aym then goes to Abu Sufyan first. And he says, "Abu Sufyan, you know, I've got my spies, I'm connected here. I've heard that the Jews in Medina, the Banu Qurayza, they are thinking of swapping back to Muhammad. Initially they changed, but now they regret their decision. They want to rejoin the Muslims. And when they decided to rejoin the Muslims, Muhammad told them, I will only accept, you know, I will only forgive you if you bring me the head of 70 Qurayshis. So you get me 70 Qurayshis, execute them, bring them, then I'll believe you." So Abu Sufyan said, "Really, is this what's happened?" And just as Nu'aym tells him this, what happens? The Jews send him a letter and say, "We want 70 of your men as prisoners." So now Abu Sufyan is convinced, the Jews are really playing both sides. So now time goes by, each one is not trusting the other one. And as time, the more that time goes by, it just helps the Muslims. The army gets agitated. They're running out of supplies. Days go by and now there's lots of dissension, lot of arguing between the different factions within the Ahzab. The Ghatafan pack up and they decide, you know what, this is not going anywhere. We're going to leave. So the Ghatafan breaks away. Huyay is trying his best to keep the alliance together. So Abu Sufyan says to the Jews, look guys, no more discussion. We're all going to attack together. Today is Friday. Tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, we're going to attack. No more questions. You go in, we go in, we're going to go together. And as Abu Sufyan says this, the Jews of Banu Qurayza says, look Abu Sufyan, we can't attack on a Saturday. Because Saturday is our Sabbath, it's a holy day. And Abu Sufyan is like shocked. He says, what? What's the difference between Friday and Sunday and Saturday? These are only days of the week. You guys are playing around. Now this really convinced him now that the Banu Qurayza had really flipped. Because he said, this is ridiculous. It's nonsense. He didn't believe them. So he said, now completely our alliance is basically done. And in fact, Huyay, and I remember this entire story is about Safiya. Her father is Huyay. Huyay was the guy that initially used Abu Sufyan. He found that Abu Sufyan was so upset with the Jews that he became scared. He thought, maybe Abu Sufyan's going to harm me. That he actually went back into Medina to hide with the Banu Qurayza. He went back with the Jewish tribe in Medina. And Abu Sufyan says, look, I don't care. Even if the Jews doesn't attack, we're going to just march into Medina and we're going to fight this battle. And then that evening, so it's Friday night, it's about Maghrib time, the sun sets. The Sahaba says, a wind blew into Medina. Clouds came in. It became pitch black dark. Clouds, wind, ice cold. The weather had changed. And the Sahaba said, we never saw a night like that. Like if you put your hand out, you can hardly see your hand. And it became, and the Muslims don't know what's happening. So they're also scared. And the Prophet ﷺ says basically to the Muslims, who would go across the trench into Abu Sufyan's camp and see what's happening there and bring back some news? Who would do that? Now usually the Sahaba, they jump up the opportunity to serve a mission like this. But now the Sahaba say, we were scared. We were very scared. In fact, this hadith, I take a step back. The man who narrates the story is called Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, a very famous Sahabi. Hudhayfa says, you know, late when he became much older and Islam had expanded and many people embraced Islam and there were new Muslims. So these new youngsters, they said, you know what? We would have been better than the Sahaba. That if we were there with the Prophet ﷺ, we would have carried him on our backs, that he wouldn't even have to walk on the ground. We would carry him. That's how much we love him. So Hudhayfa says, really? You guys think you are that, as we say, so quiet in Cape Town? You're that good? Let me tell you a story. So he says about this night. Since it was dark this night, we were terrified, we were scared, we didn't sleep in days, we didn't eat, we didn't know what was happening, our family was about to be attacked. And the Prophet says, who will cross over the trench to get news in the enemy camp? No one wants to stand up. So then the Prophet says, who will go? And I will be his witness on the day of Qiyamah. I'll be with you on Qiyamah. Still, no one puts up their hand. Not Abu Bakr, not Ali, nobody. Everyone is scared because we're just human beings. And then the Prophet says, Hudhayfa, stand up. And this shows you the level of his iman. He says, look, I was scared. I didn't want to go. But because he commanded me, I don't have a choice anymore. I have to obey. So Hudhayfa says, so I got up. The Prophet says, go get information, but don't fight and come back to me. So Hudhayfa says, I basically sneaked over the trench, got into the camp of the Quraysh. Now he doesn't know what is left or right. He just walks around and he sees a gathering of people. He says, look, I see a group of people getting together around a fire and the wind is blowing, the pots are falling, the tents are being blown over. And he says, I see a man that looks to be a leader. You know, he's sort of in charge. And so I go and I sit down and it's Abu Sufyan. And he says, I was about to take out my bow and arrow and shoot him, but then I realized the Prophet had commanded me, just listen and report back, no fighting. So I sat down to listen to what Abu Sufyan is about to say. So Abu Sufyan says, listen guys, I have an important announcement to make. And it's confidential information. So check who's sitting next to you and make sure it's a trustworthy person. Now Hudhayfa is sitting between all these Qurayshi people and he thinks quickly, so he grabs the man on his right and he says, hey, what's your name? And the man says, whatever, I'm Ahmad. And he grabs the man on his left, what's your name? Who are you? And the guy says, look, I'm Sufyan. So then, and then no one asked him, what's his name? So no one checked him. And he listens and he waits and Abu Sufyan says, guys, the Jews have betrayed us. We've been waiting here for weeks and this wind has come and it's blown our camp over. The morale is low. I've had enough of this. In fact, I'm going to pack up and I'm going back to Makkah. You guys can do what you want. So he packed up and Abu Sufyan left. Hudhayfa rushes back to the Prophet ﷺ. He finds the Nabi in Salah and it's freezing cold. And the Prophet ﷺ is wearing a blanket over him. And then he sits next to the Nabi ﷺ waiting for him to finish Salah. And the Prophet wraps his blanket around Hudhayfa. And when he's done, the Prophet ﷺ already received the news from Allah that yes, the Quraysh had left. And by morning, the complete Ahzab, the entire army had deserted, they had left. And we said with one man and a wind, Allah had defeated the entire Ahzab. And therefore on Hajj, when we make that takbir, we will always say, وَهَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ وَحْدَهُ. Oh Allah, you are the one, وَنَصَرَ عَبْدَهُ وَهَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ وَحْدَهُ. That you defeated the entire, all the armies, all by yourself. Not one, so the Muslims didn't cross over, the Muslims didn't fight really. It was all you, you defeated them all on your own. The Ahzab leaves, the Quraysh runs away, the Khadafan runs away, the Jews run away, but remember, Safiya's dad, Huyay, he's inside Medina. He actually went into Medina for protection. Not only Huyay, Huyay and his son. So Safiya's father and Safiya's brother are inside Medina and they get caught. And of course, because of what he had done, he's executed. Now, just something to keep in mind, in our next episode, when we talk about the Prophet ﷺ meeting Safiya and actually marrying her, that subhanAllah, look at how far and how evil her dad was, and how, you know, that he actually got executed by the Prophet ﷺ, and her brother got executed because of their treason, and even up until his death, even before he died, his last words, or basically the last thing he did was, he started tearing his clothes. He said, like, why, what are you doing? Why are you tearing your clothes? He says, I want to make sure no one even takes my clothes as, you know, their property, that no one must even have my shirt. And I hate them so much that I will make sure that even my clothes will not go to them. So this is deep hatred. In fact, this man's daughter would be the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and would be our mother. So inshallah, we'll continue the story of our mother, Safiya bint Huyay, and how she becomes the wife of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam after her father had made so many betrayals in our next episode. Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much. For any questions, concerns or comments, wismuhammad@gmail.com. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.